Masechta Shabbos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. In the previous Mishnah, Reb Meir backed his opinion by quoting a remez, a hint to his halacha in a pasuk in Yeshaya. It wasn't actual a real source for the halacha, it was just a hint. And the Mishnahis continued to bring a series of halachas here that are not actually sourced from Sukkim, but there's a hint to them in the Psukkim. And they don't necessarily pertain to Hilchos Shabbos. Mishnah Aleph. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, "Minayin la'avoda zarah shematama b'masa kenida." From where do we know? Where in the pasuk? And this is not an actual source. This is just a hint to in the pasuk asmachta that avoda zarah, an idol shematama, it will make a person become tame. It will transmit a tuma b'masa by carrying it kenida, just like the stringency of tuma that a nida woman has. And this tumah that an idol has is only midrabanan. Midraisa, you're not allowed to benefit from idols. They're asarbana, but there's no tumah that they have. The rabanan enacted a tumah derabanan, and there's a difference of opinion between Rabbi Akiva and the chachamim. The chachamim are not mentioned in this mishnah, but there's a difference of opinion how stringent the tumah was. Is it only a tumah's maga, that it only transmits tumah from direct touch of the idol? Or even a tumas masa, by carrying it, even without a direct touch. If you carry it with enclosed in something, with some physical barrier between the idol and your hand, so there's no direct physical touch of the idol, if there's a something called tumas masa, that the tumah can transmit just by carrying it, then it will make the person carrying the idol, will make him become tameh. And this is a stringency that's found by Nida. Nida woman is tameh, and has this level of tumah that someone who carries her, even without physical contact, if she's carried in a stretcher, they'll still become tameh. So Rabbi Akiva says, where do we know that an idol transmits tumah with the stringencies of masa parallel to that of the stringencies found by Nida? Shenamar, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Tizrim kemaidava, you'll throw them away, and this is referring to Avodah Zarah. You'll throw the Avodah Zarahs away like you would a dava, a nida. Dava literally means to flow. It's referring to a nida. Tzei taimarle, you shall tell them, tzei, tell the Avodah Zarah to get out. And so in this pasuk, it makes a comparison between the idols and a nida. Ma nida mitama b'masa. So the Rabbanan learned from this, or Bekiva learned from this, ma nida mitama b'masa, just like a nida woman has the stringencies of tumma that she will transmit tumma b'masa just by being carried, even without physical contact. Af avodah zarah mitama b'masa, so to avodah zarah is similar in this regard, that it will transmit tumma b'masa by being carried. And the Rabbanan disagreed, and they held that it was only through maga, through physical contact. Mishnah Beis, another random halacha that has a hint in a pasuk. Minayin l'sfina shehitara. From where do we know that a boat is always tahar and it cannot contract any tumah? Now this halacha is actually midaraisa, but it's a halacha l'maisha misinai. It's learned just from oral transmission from Rebbe to Talmud, and it doesn't actually have a scriptural source. But the Mishnah asks, where do we know it from? And it's asking for asmachta, a hint in the pasuk. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, derech aniyah b'lev yam, the way of the boat in the heart of the ocean. And it makes this parallel between the ocean itself and the boat. Just like the ocean itself being a natural body of water, it can never contract tumah, it's always tahira. So too the boat cannot contract tumah, will always be tahira. The Mishnah now jumps to a completely different topic that also has hinting to in a pasuk. Minayin la'aruga shehi shisha al shisha tvachim. From where do we know that a garden patch that's 6x6 tvachim, shezerim b'techa chamisha zerenim, that you can plant 5 different seeds within it? And this is a kilayim related halacha. You can't plant different types of seeds from different plants too close to each other. They're going to mix and grow a hybrid. And how do you know that within the space of 6x6 you can plant up to 5 different seeds? Arba ba'arba ruches aruga. You can plant 4 different types on the four sides of this square that's 6x6, and just leave the corners empty. So the corners will be a barrier that will divide between these 4 different types that are around the perimeter of this square that's 6x6 tvachim. The Echabam said one plant of a different species smack in the middle that has a distance of 3 tvachim in each direction to the different plants. So how do I know this is permitted? Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, ki ka'aretz taitzi tzimcha, just like the land that gives forth its plant, ukigana, and like a garden, ziru'er tatzmiach, that its seeds will sprout. And the Mishnah is counting up the different references in this pasuk for growth and sprouting, and one of the words counts as double. The Mishnah says zara lenemer. It doesn't say zara seed, which is singular, ela zeru'eha, its seeds, which is plural. So that word counts as two. And if you count up the other words that refer to growth here, taitzi means to bring, the land will bring out. That's one. Simcha, the growth, that's two. Zeru'er is another two because it's plural. That's four. Tatzmiach will sprout. That's five. So that tells you that there's five different types of things that can grow in the garden that's 6x6. And this year is only Midr Rabbanan, and it's only hinted to in this pasuk. This is not an actual scriptural source.